Hey everyone, today we're about to re-release one of our old episodes because right now we're busy with other stuff and have not had time to record a new one, but we'll be back soon.
Hi, I'm Veg.
Hi, I'm Non-Veg.
Welcome to the Veg and Non-Veg podcast.
Hey guys, today's episode is more on a lighter note and fun. But before we start talking about that, I just want to say that, yay, we are done with U.S. elections. Joe Biden has won. So this is at the time when we are recording this episode. So today we are discussing Indian subreddits, and we are going to talk about what the rest of the world thinks about Indians or what Indians do. So DK, do you want to talk about Reddit and subreddits?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time on Reddit for the past 7 or 8 years. I wouldn't say wasted time because I have thoroughly enjoyed that time, though it didn't add much to my life in terms of useful information. It is a lot of cat memes and cat posts and cat gifs and children falling over, which I enjoy watching on Reddit. But Reddit is like one of the biggest websites in the world in case you have been living under a rock and you don't know what it is. And there are forums for basically any topic that you can think of. And there are some large forums like World News or Ask Reddit where anyone can ask any question. And what happens a lot of times is if there is some reference to India on those forums, the discussion usually revolves around one or two things. One is that people on Reddit think that India has something called designated shitting streets. Basically, people have special streets where they can go and take a shit. But we all know that that is not true. We have train tracks for that. So that's what we do in India, especially those who don't have toilets, unfortunately. But that situation is improving, but Reddit has not woken up to that. But we'll talk about that later sometime. Another thing that, unfortunately, a lot of people discuss about India is how women are treated or the rape cases that keep coming up, especially since 2012 when the Nirbhaya case happened, and it was a big deal. So a lot of people only think about these two things. Apart from that, there are some niche subreddits where people make fun of Indians on Facebook, like Indian People Facebook. You may have come across a lot of posts from there. Have you seen any Indian People Facebook posts?
Oh, so many. I mean, I was the person who lived under a rock and I didn't know about Reddit a lot, but I come across memes and I always saw those r/ kind of things, and I wondered what that was and started reading more on that. But I wouldn't say that I'm that much like you into Reddit, but I've seen Indian People Facebook or Indian People on Facebook, and it's hilarious because it's very cringy, and it's all about trying to sound very cool or show off an attitude, and it's absolutely doesn't match with the person's profile or whatever's written on it. A lot of stuff that I see is teenage Indian men and like really badly photoshopped photos and posts. That's all I've seen is on their profile picture, somebody is holding a tiger or a very deadly animal. Obviously, there are so many photos with photoshopped supercars and really fancy cars with the background not matching up, nothing aligning. It's hilarious to watch those things.
Sometimes they can be verified by people. Like, I think Ivanka Trump, when she visited India and someone photoshopped her at Taj Mahal.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And she was like, thanks for the trip. It was Daljeet Dosanjh who did that, but there were other people who did that.
Yeah, I remember that one. He did. He definitely did that.
But yeah, similar to that, a lot of people do that with all kind of celebrities and trying to show them as their girlfriend, especially Katrina Kaif for some reason.
Oh, yeah. It's
amazing.
So cringy and funny.
But yeah, that's obviously not all about India, but that kind of becomes the focal point of discussion and people who see that think that all of India is like that. But then again, there are a billion people and we will find all kinds of people. Obviously, we can also find a lot of cringy posts from any country, any large enough country. But somehow Indians have made it big there. And we have a dedicated subreddit for that. You may have seen some other posts that have become very viral that originally came from Indian people Facebook. Specifically, if you've seen anyone see Bob Vajin.
Oh my God.
Those, I think it was something about a chat on Messenger that some Indian guy randomly messaged a woman and asking for pics of bobs and vagin, which made it big on Indian people Facebook. There was another post where someone said bitch lasagna, which I have no idea what it means. But
I have more context on that. It's actually comes from the whole PewDiePie versus T-Series feud that happened, I think, last year to 2018. It's like almost history now. But that whole thing started when PewDiePie made a video, a music video, calling T-Series bitch lasagna, which is hilarious.
No. That he stole from Indian people Facebook, but I don't know where it... Yeah, that whole video I've seen, it is actually a combination of Indian people Facebook and Bollywood realism. He stole from both the subreddits. We'll talk about the other one later.
Nice.
But another very famous meme that you must have seen was... It actually originated in Pakistan, but that one was friendship ended with, I think, Salman. And now Mudassir is my best friend or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. I have actually made memes from using that template and it's hilarious. I love that meme so much.
Yeah, right now people are making memes with Modi saying friendship ended with Trump. Biden is now my best friend.
Yep. It's so funny. People are like so fast in like trying to make these memes, like with current memes. I've seen those things and I've also seen a lot of similar posts regarding those Messenger chats of in line with Bob and Vajin, which is very creepy, cringy, all of it, but it's hilarious because the girl or the woman in question is never responding and the guy just constantly keeps messaging and calling baby or whatever. I am married, but let's have a baby. Why are you not responding, baby?
a large part of it is the bad English. It's not something that we should make fun of because it is a second language for a lot of people. But still, that kind of gets a little racist at times. That's a bread. Then, yeah, so we'll stop it at there. The next one that I want to talk about is obviously Bollywood realism. And you want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah. I spent like 2 hours just going through that subreddit today. It was obviously everything I expected it to be there. First of all, let's talk about all the amazing stunts that we have. I would just say that I found it more like Bollywood realism. Is more of Tollywood realism, which is film industry in the south of India. So
yeah, Tollywood is the Telugu film industry and Kollywood is the Tamil movie industry.
I didn't know that, now I know. But they are mostly related to those movies and not a lot of Bollywood movies as much. But it's amazing. Crazy stunts. Nobody could explain these, defying physics in any and every shot, flying cars everywhere, flying people everywhere. And I loved it so much. There's like way more detailed things, but I'd like to see your opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, people there love Rajnikanth, obviously, because he has so many of those stunts where he just does superhuman things and he's supposedly just a normal guy. There's Singham, which is very popular there, with the Ajay Devgan version of Singham, where he, especially that scene where he runs next to a guy and then slaps him, and all the stunts with him, with his split on top of cars or in where he is standing with one leg on one whatever,
it's,
Scorpio
it's
or
almost
something.
Almost called as the Van Damme pose, which is splitting your legs.
Yeah, that Ajay Devgan typical move, which he has been doing for, I don't know, 20 years now. So that is also very popular there. Again, Bollywood realism is amazing. I've spent hours watching it. And I mean, I know the context of the movie a lot of times, like, oh, this is from that movie. And I'm sure that there are a lot of unbelievable scenes in Hollywood as well.
Yeah.
But the reason why Bollywood realism is so funny is because of the very low quality of production. A lot of times the effects are so obvious that, okay, this is CGI or this is just not the real person. And it is just a very, you know, cringy, but you know, it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, a lot of these things have amazing bullet shots. Somebody getting hit or not getting hit, they're like throwing things in the air and the bullets, that's shielding them from the bullets. Or somebody has a bullet shot in their head. This is the one I saw today. Somebody gets shot in the head and he's just lying there talking to someone and she's feeding him food and he just gets better. He's alive again. Amazing. Other than that, after Matrix was released, any and every movie just like which is action has to have Matrix bullet shots or like shooting scenes there.
Oh yeah, in Mehuna also I think they did that, but yeah. Not with bullet shots. The spit from Satisha's mouth comes and then he does that Matrix bend. Yeah. Shah Rukh Khan. So yeah, that has been copied so many times. So again, Bollywood realism is funny to watch. A lot of hours wasted, or I don't know, not wasted, enjoyed. Again, Bollywood has improved a lot since the days of, I don't know, bad CGI, bad production. Nowadays, there are much better stunt directors and much better effects that Bollywood does. So yeah, so now a lot of the regional movies that may not have that much budget do that. Oh, Bahubali is also big there.
Yeah.
A lot of Bahubali scenes get posted there. I don't know if I've not seen Gunda there. Gunda is one of my favorite movies because it is just so bad. I recommend everyone should watch Gunda at least once in their life to know what, you know, movie making can also be. Like how bad a movie can be. It's so bad. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I tried watching Gunda once with a few friends and I could only watch 20 minutes and I was like, wait, is this, the movie's over? And then the actual movie starts after everything like crazy happens in the movie in the first 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah, and Mithun doesn't even enter till like the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I think Mithun also has a lot of stuff on there in Bollywood realism.
Yeah, a lot of B-grade movies, a lot of low-budget movies. But I don't think they've discovered the gold mine that is regional movies and regional songs, especially that have just terrible dance sequences and just amazing costumes. Desi Spider-Man was amazing. I should link
that. I was going to talk about that. I was like, I can sing anyway, but we don't want any kind of copyright on this episode. But the Spider-Man song is amazing. I've seen like even a few of my American friends tell me about that Spider-Man song.
So now that we have talked about the sad reality of how Reddit perceives India, I think we should talk about how India behaves, like in general. There are some subreddits which are specifically for Indian people, and the largest one is R India, which is kind of a very political subreddit nowadays. I think everything devolves into politics because people just love talking about it. R India is largely a haven for liberal kind of Indians. There was a big controversy back in 2014 when the election happened. I don't know why I have wasted so much time. I know about this controversy also. I sometimes hate myself for getting all kinds of stupid references. But yeah, there was a group of people that were brigading the subreddit. Basically, brigading means you vote posts by creating fake accounts or asking people outside to specifically vote for a specific content so that content gets promoted and other content gets hidden away. So they were a large section of Modi supporters, and then they were banned from the subreddit. This was in 2014, and then they went ahead and made their own subreddit called India News, which is now like a right-wing version of our India. And the two subreddits hate each other, and if you post on one of them you get banned from the other one. So it's So there is another subreddit called Subreddit Drama. I think it was posted on there as well. Subreddit Drama is basically fights in subreddits. It's a very meta subreddit.
Yeah.
Subreddit for subreddits. Yeah, that's enough, I think, for today.
That's hilarious. I've not actually had the chance to look over R India or R India news, but I think there was something similar going on Facebook as well, which I don't know if there's any relation to it, but when the whole election stuff was going on in India, a lot of those random, really, really random Facebook pages started turning into changing their name and description and their pretty much agenda to support Modi and his government and like post a lot of good things that he's done or like, you know, promoting him in general. So I think that's similar to what the brigading thing you were talking about.
Yeah, it's weird. Reddit has specific rules against brigading. So if you are caught, you can get banned from Reddit entirely, not just from a subreddit. But then, you know, people can always make new accounts and do a lot of find a lot of loopholes. But R India is a decent subreddit, so you can find a lot of the happening news that needs attention and usually does get posted there, especially around politics or sometimes about movies. But largely it is a political subreddit. Sometimes people post there about food and travel, but that's not a lot of content there. Politics is the one that causes most controversy, so it is always the most popular topic there.
I mean, I guess politics gets the most clout whichever platform you're on.
Okay, we are not going to talk about R India news because I don't post there. I don't even lurk there. I just sometimes someone will link to it and somewhere, especially not on R India. You are not allowed to post about R India news on R India. It's just a very weird situation. It's been like that for 5 years or 6 years now. But anyway, another subreddit that is for India is Bakchodi. It's a very weird subreddit, which is just the worst kind of jokes and memes, like the lowest of the lowest tier of memes you will find in the world are posted on Bakchodi. Even worse than Tribe of Darna jokes. It is that bad. So I would not recommend anyone seeing it. But it is just another subreddit. It is a large enough subreddit that you should at least know about it.
I mean, it's very apt to the name that is Bakchod. So I guess makes sense. But I did see that one. And I've seen most of these subreddits are very current with the US elections for some reason. And everybody's just posting Trump memes or Biden memes or Modi, Trump, Biden memes. And one of those that you mentioned was friendship over with Trump, and Biden is my friend. I definitely will post that one on our socials. I have to share that. But other than that, I saw a lot of Indian celebrities, probably a lot of them who are irrelevant, posting about US elections and how they're excited to get Kamala Harris as VP or seeing Biden win. And I'm like, why? It doesn't affect you in any way. You're just trying to get clout from posting something relevant or something that Hollywood celebrities post. They have to post similar things in India.
Yeah, we can talk about Bollywood celebrities, but there is a subreddit called Bolly Blinds and Gossip, which does a very good job. Actually, it is a very mature subreddit. Surprisingly, even if the name doesn't suggest it, it has a lot of good discussion on what is happening in Bollywood and especially the gossip side. And a lot of newspapers post these blind items where they say something happened to a certain celebrity and give some hints about that celebrity without actually naming the celebrity. Like they would say, an A-list celebrity who is also married to another A-list celebrity, and they recently had a baby or something like that. So people can guess that, oh, this is this couple or this is that couple or something like that. That way they do a lot of serious detective work. You should actually go and read that subreddit. It is amazing the amount of dedication people have to unearthing those blinds and figuring out who the actual celebrities are being talked about. And they are often like, there is often consensus on who they are, because it is very difficult to get that wrong, because a lot of times the hints are very obvious that you don't have to worry too much about getting it wrong. Like if someone says that a very good dancer, bodybuilder, athlete type of actor who is dating another actor, then people would quickly jump to Tiger Shroff and Disha Patani.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was thinking in my
head. Yeah, so the hints are very obvious. But they do a lot of good Bollywood work. And one of the weirdest things I've seen recently was Kareena Kapoor Khan, who goes by the initials KKK for some reason.
Oh my.
I don't know why no one has told her this. And she recently posted Black Lives Matter, and it was very weird to see that because, yeah, as you mentioned, a lot of American celebrities are posting Black Lives Matter, and she kind of joined the trend, but then goes by the initials KKK.
A lot of these celebrities also go ahead and support these fairness screams, so nothing adds up. It's like just trying to stay relevant with the world, which is not working. But I did see a few things. I mean, I would like to say that Indian journalists, the page three people who post these articles on celebrities, I mean, they are definitely trying hard to use the legal loopholes in journalism and not actually naming things, but very obvious celebrity hints. I saw one on it, Bollywood, what is this, Blinds and Gossip. It was about Priyanka Chopra, and somebody asked like, hey, what's up with Priyanka Chopra and Bollywood and being boycotted or something. And a lot of people was on the consensus that, yeah, Karan Johar and like Gauri Khan kind of like boycotted her from Bollywood because there was an apparent affair with Shah Rukh Khan. I was like, wow, like people have so much time and like amazing.
Yeah, I would have also guessed that. I mean, I've heard of this rumor a lot about Shah Rukh Khan and Priyanka Chopra. But again, rumors, no one knows for sure what happens. And obviously, I don't want any legal case on
this. Obviously, this is all just hearsay. We are just saying things that are on subreddit. We're not making shit up. We're not even trying to spread this thing.
But yeah,
disclaimers applied.
Speaking of Shah Rukh Khan, I hate to say this, but yeah, recently there was some controversy with his daughter speaking out against fairness creams, and people started posting that, have you seen Shah Rukh Khan do ads for Fair and Handsome? So, I mean, yeah, she shouldn't be held accountable for what Shah Rukh Khan does. That is a completely different topic. But yeah, people can be very nasty on the internet.
Oh, for sure.
And I have to say Shah Rukh Khan's birthday was last week. So I want to wish him happy birthday on the podcast.
Yes, in hopes that he one day listens to us.
Sure. So I've covered Bolly Blinds and Gossip, which is actually a useful subreddit. But then an actual useful subreddit is India Investments, which I have found to give a lot of good information on investments. It helped me when I was in India set up SIP and invest in mutual funds. Mutual fund investors are subject to market securities offered at market before investing.
They should hire you. If you don't get a sponsorship in US, that's your job.
But yeah, I have to say that just provide disclaimer. But yeah, they do actually have a lot of good advice. You should read that as well if you haven't yet. But yeah, it is very India specific. There is a personal finance subreddit for American personal finance.
That's cool. Yeah, that's something that I might actually get some use out of. Other than this, of course, this is a topic probably close to your heart or not, I don't know. But what is the subreddit which is about Indian girls on Tinder?
I don't know. I have no idea. It started out as a good subreddit where people, mainly guys, would post really cringy or lame bios of girls. Everyone has read these where they're like sapiosexual, 420 friendly, and they will say some nonsense like not here for hookups or here for friendship only, or they will be married. And yeah, these kind of bios are everywhere on Tinder, especially in India. I can understand why people put all those things in those bios, especially girls, why they put it, because, you know, if someone they know discovers their profile and they want to play safe, like, okay, I'm here only for pleasure, so that, you know, they don't get judged by their friends or relatives or something nonsense like that. So I can understand, but it does look very lame for a lot of people. And also a lot of people post their conversations where the guy is like posting like paragraphs and trying to crack jokes and falling flat basically because the girl gives no reaction. And those are the large broad categories of posts that are posted there, but it kind of gets a little incel territory sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
Because guys tend to be, you know, oh yeah, she's a whatever bitch for not replying or something like that,
which is always the case.
She doesn't have to reply.
Yeah, it's like not generalizing, but that is like a good majority of the posts on there. But let me make a counter argument. There is also Indian guys on Tinder subreddit, which is very similar to the stuff that you said. Again, trying too hard to sound very, you know, like sapiosexual, apparently, and trying to say like, this is my height. And oh my God, I saw like a few of them just mentioning, oh, my height is 6 inches. And I was like, and then people on that
height is
exactly. And then everybody in the comments like, oh, that's so sad. He's only 6 inches tall. So there is also a cringy side of Indian guys on Tinder. And
yeah, but
again, the same
Indian
stuff.
Girls one is a much larger subreddit because there are just too many guys on the internet.
Pretty much. So, I mean, like, even if you think about it, there might be way more, the ratio might be off. There are more males on Reddit than females. So that makes sense. And there's a lot of lame jokes and crap on there. Things get very creepy on it as well in the chats. And I wouldn't say that this is just Indian behavior. It is also there probably in other countries, also in American dating apps also. So like, can't really say, but it's just hilarious to see the Indian side of it.
Yeah, I mentioned incel because that also started on Reddit somehow. It used to be a subreddit for people, guys basically, who can't get any dates. And that subreddit was banned because it got a little too sexist and misogynist for even for Reddit. So
I've actually like read a few posts from, I think, I don't know what exactly the Reddit is called, but it is something about incels. And oh my God, like if you just, it's like very close to the subreddit nice guys. So yeah, it's like they're funny to listen to, but also things get very creepy and sexist for sure.
Yeah, subreddit like the red pill, or they used to be, incels. Incels stands for involuntary celibacy, I think. Yeah, these are very creepy subreddits that you should never check out. I think they've both been banned now. And one of the founders or moderators of them was arrested for something. I don't know. It got very weird. So there are a lot of things that, you know, at the end of the day, Reddit is not just on the internet. There are people at the end of the post, and they are the ones who are making all those posts and comments. And there are real consequences in the real world when you do shit like that.
I mean, like, just on the same topic, as I mentioned, I've also seen one on femcels, which is apparently female incels, which I did not bother reading, but it exists.
Okay, so those are all the India-related subreddits.
I would like to mention one very important, relevant one, which is Indian guys on, or Indian TikTok, pretty much, which is India banned TikTok, but the whole thing is amazing. And people around the world do have very strong opinions on Indian TikTok and the teens on TikTok. There's so many of those weird guys who make a very creepy Joker face. And a lot of YouTubers or people on YouTube have made videos on these specific Indian guys. There's a lot of cringy couple content on there, people playing PUBG. And there's one guy which I really enjoyed on TikTok was a guy eating chicken leg piece. He would eat like so many things, and then he would end up getting like, always say this one thing, chicken leg piece, and eat that, and that's it. It's amazing to watch.
And there's a lot of talent actually on TikTok, and that's all gone down the drain because India banned TikTok. I used to enjoy watching a lot of actually well-made TikToks Like there are amazing gymnasts who do all those acrobatic exercises, and like they're jumping over people, jumping over cars and stuff like that, and actually doing those stunts. And there are very good dancers. There are some decent drama acting where a lot of people cry. Or there are, oh, there was this very famous video where someone drinks something and then they apparently die, and then the girlfriend shows that, oh, she had mixed something in the drink, and then the guy spits it out, and then there's the very famous song, I'm a Rider Provider.
Oh, yes, I know that one. Oh my God. I love those.
Everyone made like spoofs or remakes or that got very famous. So yeah, Indian.
It was like just meta on meta, like multiple levels of meta in that one TikTok. It's like somebody is crossing somebody's path, somebody poisoned someone, but then it turns out that they poisoned them, and third person poison. It's like amazing, like it's inception of TikToks.
Yeah, Indian TikTok was great. I miss it, man. I don't know why they banned it. Yeah, I wish they could reinstate it so we can have all the fun. There is this guy on Indian TikTok who has a video of cutting onions. That's all he has. It's a video of chopping onions, and he plays the same video with different background music. That is all his TikTok is about. It is amazing. And he chops it so fast. It's not even a sped up video. It's just amazing consistency and speed. That's just fascinating to watch. Anything is a talent, even that. So we should have a movement to get TikTok back.
Sure, we should start that with our followers.
Now, do you have any favorite subreddits? It doesn't have to be Indian or anything.
This used to be my guilty pleasure subreddit was Nice Guys one. And it was a lot of weird ass entitled men thinking that just because they're nice, they have to, like, the girls has to say yes to them, or they have to do something for them, which was just like, wow, the entitlement is strong with this one.
Oh, okay. I love children falling over. It is not a bad subreddit. You know, people, when I tell people, they are like, oh, you're a monster. How can you
enjoy
something
like that? No, it's funny.
Just amazing. And children are, you should know that children are very durable. Oh, there is another subreddit. It is called Kids Are Fucking Stupid.
Okay.
And also called Hold My Juice Box, which are the same thing. Where basically kids do stupid stuff and then either injure themselves or injure other people. But children falling over is amazing because usually kids, when they fall, it's just cute and they don't usually get hurt because their bones haven't really formed completely and they can or at least recover very quickly. So it's not that bad. So I'm not a monster, but at least in that regard. In other things, we'll talk about that later. Yeah, apart from that, there are some very weird subreddits that I like. One of them is called Controllable Webcams. As the name suggests, it is just people find all these CCTV cameras everywhere around the world and they have open access. So you can see what is happening at some random location in the world because you have access to that CCTV camera. And you can actually turn it around, see things here and there. So there was one time that someone found a webcam in a strip club and that camera had to be like replaced because it crashed. So many people from that subreddit started checking that.
Of course.
Yeah. I have a lot of stupid subreddits that I see. There are some weird subreddits that only people on Reddit will understand. Is like there is a subreddit called Potato Salad, which is actually pictures of John Cena. Yeah, and there is a subreddit called John Cena, which has pictures of potato salad. I don't know why. It is just
sounds like a very, very inside joke that's just going on.
Or say our trees is about weed, and marijuana enthusiast is about actual trees. So just Reddit is weird sometimes. So there are a lot of things that you can, if you go down the rabbit hole, you will find. But yeah, I can keep talking about it for a very long time, but this is all for now.
So yeah, this is exactly all for now. If you guys have your favorite subreddit, let us know in the comments on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcast fixes. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Veg and Non-Veg Pod. If you have any questions, suggestions, comments, please email us on contact@vegandnonveg.com.